Buenos dias. Welcome to the People Power Everything podcast. I am your host, John Dallas, and I believe that there is power in the masses. The goal of this podcast is to talk about that power, how we can help it manifest itself for all of us, and some lessons I've learned along the way. Before we start, I wanted to remind everybody that all opinions expressed within this podcast are my own and not those of my current employer or former employers whatsoever. Welcome back, dear listener. It's been a while. I had to take a little break. I didn't have to. I wanted to take a little break just because it's been a busy few weeks, and I'm preparing to be even busier writing an essay, the essay of my life. It's going to be epic. I'll tell you about it one time. I was chatting yesterday with a very good friend about changing her financial advisors. She was dreading the response about changing to a new one. She wasn't satisfied with the performance of her current advisor, and she wants to go somewhere new. It's a business decision, after all. It's her money, and but the relationship's been there for years, so there's a personal feeling to it. The response back was a little underwhelming. A majority of it was explaining penalties that'd be incurred if certain changes were made. That made me think of the title of this article this week, which I wrote, called Punishment is Not a Retention Strategy. Especially when competitors have customer acquisition budgets that make penalties go away, not to mention show their new customer that they want their business and are so confident in their abilities that they'll absorb the costs. The same dynamic applies when you call once a year to change your internet service or your cell service or your home insurance or your car insurance. The person trying to get your business will spend a bit of money to get it, probably a little bit more than the company trying to keep your business, which I know you know does not make any sense whatsoever, but it makes it so when you call and you ask for the retention queue, that the person at the other end can actually give you a deal that makes sense to keep you there instead of paying money to gain a new customer. It's always cheaper to keep the customer you have than to gain a new one. But all this is a product of all those thoughts, an amalgam of some stuff I've learned over the years, nay, decades. I thought that sounded good, so I went with it. Are you a fan of the carrot or the stick? You know, in business where you say you can motivate people with the carrot or the stick, which are you a fan of? I'm sure many people will instinctively say the carrot, right? Much better than the stick. But the stick can be very persuasive. Machiavelli said, "It's better to be feared than to be loved if one cannot be both." In his book, The Prince, he goes on to argue that being loved can be fickle, while fear is more consistent, thus easier to control. If you want to control people, it's his contention that fear is the way to go. Of course, old Niccolo lived in the early 16th century, the earliest version of his famous treatise appearing about 500 years ago. We've learned a thing or two about motivation since then, right? Right? I'm happy to report that yes. But many people still view The Prince as required reading for leadership, just as they view The Art of War by Sun Tzu, written about 2,500 years ago, in the same reverent way. Admittedly, there are some pearls of wisdom in there as well. Among his teachings, the great Chinese general left us with, "The greatest victory is that which requires no battle." Lawyers know this, and Sun Tzu recognizes that avoiding conflict altogether is the ultimate triumph. Motivation lies in achieving goals without unnecessary struggle. Another interesting way the stick works is through loss aversion. As humans, we don't like losing stuff so much that we'll avoid it twice as much as we covet gains. A little over 30 years ago, two researchers by the name of Tversky and Kahneman proposed that losses are more painful than gains are enjoyable. As a motivation bias wonk, I spend a good amount of time reading about it, the history, the applications, and then figuring out ways to apply it in all life's adventures. An example at work would be retention bonuses, where you pay people if they stick around for a certain amount of time. A much more effective way would be to pay out the bonus up front, and then make the person pay it back if they leave, even a day early. They'll stay. After all, until the money is burning a hole in your pocket, it's just a promise. Once you have it, you don't want to lose it anymore. And what's the saying? One in the hand is worth two in the bush. That 2-to-1 ratio fits surprisingly well with loss aversion theory. Of course, there are several reasons why a company wouldn't want to outlay a large cash bonus before anything actually happens. The person could just leave anyways, and you end up with a bunch of legal battles that cost you more money, or they could just coast during their retention period. That's without consideration for all sorts of motivation research that proves money only motivates in very specific circumstances. One of those being, by the way, pro tip, recognizing someone's abilities and competence after the fact. So if somebody does something really awesome and you want to recognize their competence and you do it with money, that's actually motivating because they see it as that reward of being competent and not as I must do this thing to get the money. That is not intrinsic motivation whatsoever. So putting a carrot in front of people might move them. It's what Hertzberg called his kita, or kick in the ass. Pay a person enough, they'll do what you ask, but don't expect them to do it again without the kita. On the other hand, figure out a person's intrinsic motivation, and they'll do it just for the pure joy of doing it. After all that, do you think I am a carrot or stick fan? Actually, neither. If you're thinking about intrinsic motivation, you don't need a carrot or a stick. People who are working with a team they love have their basic psychological needs met, autonomy, competence, relatedness. They don't need them. I mean, you do have to pay a reasonably competitive salary and benefits, but they do the work because it's fun, it's engaging, it's fulfilling, and maybe even something they're passionate about. Now, all you have to do is provide that type of place, the culture, the team, the behaviors. Easy, right? Not really, but that's what we're here for. We can create these types of environments at work and at home. It takes some effort and a lot of communication to understand each other, but it's absolutely doable. All you need is the people to do it. After all, people power everything. I hope you enjoyed that short one. Maybe I'll come back with some longer ones later on this month. We'll have to see. I hope you have a great day and week ahead. And feel free to feedback. Send me a quick email, john@peoplepowereverything.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. It would certainly motivate my competence if you recognized me afterwards. that would be fun. But if you don't, no worries. Keep reading, keep listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Love you.